State lawmakers and University of Wisconsin officials announced new legislation yesterday that would remove one barrier that might be keeping young people from reporting sexual assaults.
The proposed bill would make it a practice to not issue tickets to a victim who has been drinking underage when they report an assault.
A few University of Wisconsin campuses have already put this into practice, but it isn't a uniform procedure throughout the state, with police currently having the discretion to issue tickets if they deem it necessary. Joan Ballweg joins us now. She's a Republican Assembly Representative from Markeson. Representative Ballweg, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, why did you decide to co-author this legislation?
Well, this is actually a project I've been looking into for the last several of terms, something that students have been needing, and I've done a lot of work when it comes to higher ed and financial aid in my time here in the legislature, so I've had lots of conversations with students and the institutions, both public and private.
Well, this bill is looking to get rid of one barrier to reporting sexual assault, and that is the fear of getting a ticket for drinking underage. How big a problem is this on college campuses?
Well, we feel that it is a very large problem, that this is greatly underreported. According to a couple of surveys that have come out recently, even the 2015 report on the campus climate survey on sexual assault and sexual misconduct, which was done by the AAU, they're showing results of near only 5% of victims of rape are coming forward. It varies, but actually victims of stalking is the highest rate of reporting, which is 25%, but that still is pretty low. So I think the numbers show, we've heard on campuses around the nation, not just here in the Madison area, that this is very underreported. And yes, the whole idea is to break down this barrier, but this is not just for our college campuses. This is a statewide law. So it's for any underage person, so that them and the victim and their a bystander that would be helping them through this, that would maybe be accompanying them to report it to police or to get medical attention, would also be given this waiver from an underage ticket.
Do you think that this could then help high school students feel more comfortable reporting an assault?
Oh, absolutely. It's probably much more prevalent to get the word out when it comes to college campuses, because there are programs when students are entering, you know, to talk about the whole gamut of things that happens when you're, you know, stepping out on your own. But this certainly is something that we have the support of law enforcement. We worked extensively with Attorney General Schimmel in getting the language just right. So we have the state's top cop, as well as our local jurisdictions that are on board with this. Many of them already tell us that this is their policy, but by having the rule of law out there, we feel that young people will feel more certain and more comfortable in knowing that this is not going to be an underage ticket isn't going to be the result of coming forward in a case of sexual assault.
And if this bill passes, do you have any plans on how you might get the word out, not just on college campuses, but as you said, maybe to high schools and younger age people?
Well, nothing specific at this point. I think the media overall has really picked up on this particular initiative with our press conference yesterday and some of the news follow-up that I'm hearing from around the state. I think it'll be something that the word will spread, put it that way.
We're talking right now with Representative Joan Ballweg, talking about some new legislation that she's co-sponsored affecting sexual assault amnesty for victims and for bystanders. And going back to the college campuses now, does the UW system, as far as you know, currently have a policy in place already about ticketing sexual assault victims if they've been drinking and they're underage?
Individual campuses do. I know that we've had a lot of support from UW-Madison campus. Chancellor Blank and our UW-Madison police chief and assistant chief are on board. A couple of them were at our public hearing yesterday. So, yes, in this particular instance, they are on board. That is their, that is currently their policy. As I said, it is the intention in most jurisdictions of law enforcement. We just want to make sure that everyone understands. For anyone who is going to be watching this as it goes through the process, it's Assembly Bill 808, AB 808. We are going to be scheduled for a public hearing coming up this Thursday morning in the Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee. So I think I really appreciate my partner in this, Senator Jerry Prochusky, and the chair of the Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee, Representative Clay Fish, to aid in moving this initiative along.
Now, we know that when it comes to sexual assaults, that alcohol typically plays a big role, especially on college campuses. Do you have any other legislation planned or any other ideas that might get at working with the problem of alcohol and sexual assault?
Well, I think this is the major one that we need to get out there right now. There are other thoughts about on the UW-Madison campus, of course, if you're the victim of any kind of a violent crime, you have that same waiver of getting an underage drinking ticket, but that maybe is going to be the next step. We'll just try to make sure that this initiative goes forward, because this is the most underreported type of crime, and it is so much more about trying to make the victim as comfortable as possible in reporting it and seeking help as a victim.
Now, again, you said that only, we think, 5% of sexual assaults are reported. Are there any other areas you'd like to look at beyond alcohol that might help up that reporting rate?
At this point, we're just going to stay with this. I know that there has been some commentary about other drugs. In the case of some of those issues here in the state legislature, we've passed quite a number of bills under the HOPE agenda, the heroin opiate education prevention series of bills that do offer some kind of a Good Samaritan type of situation, where if someone was suffering from an overdose, that a bystander or a friend could report that and have amnesty in their particular case. So there are other legislation that has been out there, but this is the one instance of violent crime, of sexual assault, that we're targeting on this particular bill.
Representative Ballweg, thank you so much for joining us.
And thank you very much. And as I said, again, AB 808 is the bill that folks can follow along and help us move this to become state law. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
All righty. Bye now.
Okay, bye-bye. And that was Joan Ballweg, Republican Assembly Representative from Markeson. She's a co-author of a bill that would make it a statewide practice to grant underage drinking amnesty to victims of sexual assault.